this weekend. Already we are at the end of July, the seventh month of the year. But this weekend we also have many very wonderful feasts, other than this beautiful ninth Sunday after Pentecost. Yesterday, and of course, those who were here heard some of this, but it's important to many of us, and to me, who are Spaniards or descendants of Spaniards. We had the feast of the patron saint of Spain, Saint James the Greater, Santiago de Compostela. And of course, in these later years, he's very popular with those people who like to go traipsing around the countryside. I always say, if I'm going to do the Camino de Santiago, the Way of Santiago, I will do it in a brand new Mercedes-Benz. You can walk, you can sleep on the ground, you can sleep with the worms, not me. Anyway, but I am of the nobility, so that's that. Anyway, St. James the Greater, the cousin of our Lord, the brother of St. John the Evangelist, whose prologue of his gospel we read at almost every Mass in this glorious ancient rite of the Church, which, of course, many, many of us love, not enough, but many hate, because it is a rite of the Church that stops heresy and error before it happens. That is why St. Pius V built it for us after having reformed it and taken away some things, but he made it in such a way that our holy Catholic faith is safeguarded. So yesterday was his feast. As I said, the cousin of our Lord. And of course, in October, we will revisit this episode of his life. After our Lord ascended into heaven, and after the death of our patron saint, St. Stephen, the proto-martyr, St. James was sent by St. Peter and others, who later were consecrated bishops also, to Spain, the Iberian Peninsula. It did not exist per se. It was the Iberian Peninsula of the Roman Empire. And it was divided eventually into three countries. The biggest, of course, is Spain, the most glorious. And then we have on the side the smaller but yet very glorious Portugal that Our Lady deigned to visit at Fatima. And then, most people don't know this, another country in the Iberian Peninsula, Andorra, very, very small country. It is not as small as the Vatican City State, but it's very small. And while St. James and his disciples were camping by the river Ebro, across from the city of Zaragoza, they were lamenting. They worked and worked and worked. Seems like my life. They worked and worked and worked, and they were getting nowhere. They were not making any converts. And they needed to go back to Jerusalem and see if St. Peter will tell them what to do. Now, this was before 49 AD. And so, that was the first council. Not ecumenical, the first council in 49 AD. And just as they were getting to decide they're leaving, all of a sudden, they see the sky grow bright and a heavenly music. And then descending from the sky, there's a huge pillar. And on top of the pillar was standing the Most Blessed Mother of God, holding baby Jesus in her arms. And of course, Our Lady of the Pillar. Wonderful, the first apparition of Our Lady in the history of the Church. She was still alive. But those who are of the divine milieu can do whatever God wills. That doesn't matter. So twice that we know of, there are others, many others. The Blessed Mother has appeared on the Iberian Peninsula, but the first was around the year 40 to 44 AD. Then, of course, she told them, no, our Lord wants you to stay here, and I will be with you. And she tells us that still today. And this Iberian Peninsula, this place will be Catholic till the end of time. Now, that doesn't mean that there are no bad people there or heretics there. They're everywhere. They're in the Vatican, for heaven's sakes. Oh, did I say that? Anyway, that's why I'm glad I didn't stay there. It was horrible. I was happy to get out of there, though I missed Rome very much. And then, of course, St. James and his apostles began to preach, and they began to make more and more and more converts. Our Lady's power, which she gets from the baby Jesus in her arms. Then, of course, today, we have a wonderful feast. The feast of the grandmother, the only grandmother of Jesus Christ. Because his father was God in heaven, he had no mother. The only mother was of Mary. It was St. Anne, most blessed St. Anne, one of the most powerful saints in the whole of heaven, along with St. Joseph and St. John the Baptist. And, of course, today we celebrate her feast, the feast of her holy husband, St. Joachim. In this rite, it's in August, near the Assumption. But in other rites, it is today also. So today is a day on which we pray for and we congratulate all grandparents. So make sure you call or give your grandparents a gift, especially communion in the rosary. And then, of course, the wonderful readings of today. Today, our Lord tells us, let us not covet, let us not lust after evil things, nor become ye idolaters, as some of them have done, as it is written. They sat down to eat and drink and be merry, and they drank to their heart's delight. And God gives us many, many, many gifts, but we need to use them wisely and prudently. The food that we have is not for us to become gluttons. The drink that we have, and we are Catholics, we are not Baptists, we can drink alcohol, but not to the point of inebriation, which is the proper term for what people in the streets call drunk. Because we drink water, and when you drink a lot of water, we're drunk and not inebriated. And then, of course, our Lord continues with this sacred liturgy. Because don't think by any means that this is just that I put this together or some pope or other. This is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Not by a committee that included Protestants and heretics. It is inspired by the Holy Ghost. Our Lord is doing the same thing I do. He goes and sees Jerusalem. And he sat and prays. And then he begins to weep. Don't think that I don't weep about you and those of you who are not very faithful. How many people go to daily Mass? How many people go to the Thursday devotions when we honor the infant abroad and our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and the Most Holy Priesthood? How many people say the rosary? every day, and the other devotions of Holy Mother of the Church. So our Lord wept over the lack of fidelity of his children. Now, what do you think he's doing now? And it goes, he's not weeping in heaven. There's no suffering in heaven. It goes back in time to this moment reported by Luke in chapter 19. My Lord weeps over his children who do not obey, who do not follow him, who do not follow his teaching, which is the teaching of the one holy Catholic Church, outside of which there is no salvation. It's not, salvation does not come from some committee. I hate that word, committee. Every time somebody brings it up in one of our meetings, I say, you know, I hate that word. First of all, here there's no committee. I am who I am. That's it. I'm the chief committee. You do what I say or else you're going to get it. And I do have a cane. And I will use it. This is given to us by Christ through the Holy Spirit, through the Church, through all those pontiffs that he has set for us. And the fact that they're pontiffs doesn't mean that they're all saints. It doesn't mean that they don't sin. We need to pray for the Pope. His job, his ministry, is very, very difficult. Almost impossible, especially today. And so many things to think about, so many things to ponder. And the fact, too, for you, each and every one of you is, are you following Christ? Are you obeying Christ? Are you obeying the Church of all times, the only Church, not a committee? Our Lord is still weeping. Don't make him weep, because you will pay. The fires of eternal hell are burning, waiting for you, if you do not repent. The jaws of death, they call it in the scripture sometimes. Hell is like a giant dragon that opens its mouth and receives all the bad souls that come flying down to burn forever. Are you going to be one of those? Make up your mind today as you worship at Mass, as you pray with the most sacred canon of the Mass, as you receive, hopefully and worthily, the most holy body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Let us give thanks to God, and let us ponder that we do not go to hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we have a cry room, but try not to use it. What a wonderful gift it is to the Church, and to me, and to this parish, to have little baby voices and cries. They are a gift from God. Remember that.